Buongiorno e benvenuti a Rocket Italiano.
Ciao, buongiorno e benvenuti. Hello and welcome to Rocket Italian. This is the introduction to the Rocket Italian interactive audio course. In this course, you'll not only learn to understand spoken Italian conversations, but you'll also be taking part in them yourself. My name is Alessandro Marino, Alex for short, and I'll be your host. I'm an Italian-American from New York State, and I've done my very best to hang on to my Southern Italian roots. I've traveled to Italy several times, and I'm more intoxicated by the culture every time I go, not to mention the Tuscan wine. But whether I'm here or there, I'm continually learning more and more about the language. It is my pleasure to introduce you to your Rocket Italian co-host, Maria Di Lorenzi. She is a native Italian speaker from Rome. She's got a real passion for her language and culture, and with her enthusiasm and a wonderful smile that even looks good on radio, our Rocket Italian listeners just can't go wrong.
Thank you, Alex. Che voi siate tutti benvenuti a Rocket Italiano. That's a very warm welcome to you. I'm Maria, and I've been teaching my language for the past 10 years to all kinds of people of different ages and nationalities. But the one thing these students all have in common is their love of Italy and the Italian language. I'm really looking forward to helping you learn this beautiful language.
It is really a pleasure to have you along for the course, Maria. But before we get started, I am curious about one thing. You've told me that in conversation, you use English about half the time and Italian about half the time. Now, does that mean you dream in Italian half the time too?
It's hard to answer this question. I don't know, but I suppose I do. Most often in Italian, sometimes in English, and at times just pictures in my head.
Right. Of course, I won't be asking Maria what she dreams about, at least not until a later lesson.
Good. So they'll have something to look forward to.
Indeed they will. So, what exactly is an interactive audio course, and how do you use it? The best way to learn any language is to actually use it in conversation, and this interactive audio course will teach you to do just that. It's interactive because you'll be speaking Italian with us during each lesson. As a result, make sure that you listen to this course in a place where you can speak aloud, some place where you don't have to hold back at all. Having a clear space will help you approach your learning with a clear mind. Repeating the words aloud is an essential part of this course. You may think that repeating words in your head is good enough, but we all know that thinking of the right words doesn't always help you say them on cue. Right, Maria?
Giusto. That's right.
Va bene. Good then. Here's how it works. Every time Maria tells you an Italian word, phrase, or sentence, we'll give you a chance to say it as well. First, you'll say the word or phrase twice in Italian, then remind us of the English translation. Pay close attention to her pronunciation. I'll then prompt you to say the word after her. She'll say it a couple more times, with a big pause after each time. And that's when we'll be expecting to hear you trying to get your lips around this most romantic of languages. Now, it's almost time to listen to our very first conversation. You may feel overwhelmed by all the new words at first, especially if Italian is the very first foreign language you're learning. If you do, just relax, take a deep breath, and try counting to 10.
Okay. Uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque, sei, sette, otto, nove, dieci.
Okay. Thank you, Maria. But I was kind of thinking of 10 in English. Well, now that we've got everyone's attention, why don't we try counting to maybe 3 in Italian? Maria?
Of course. Uno, due, tre.
Bene. Good. And I'm feeling extra ambitious today, so let's do 3 more. Don't worry. It will be easy to remember. And that's because...
kind of rhymes.
That's right. It goes something like this. Uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque, sei. Uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque, sei. Easy, right?
È facile. It's easy, yes.
Right. So why don't we do it one more time, and in the way that allows you to participate. And this is the same way that we'll structure the whole course. Okay, Maria, let's do 1, 2, 3 again.
Uno, due, tre. Uno, due, tre. One, two, three.
And you try saying it now, after Maria.
Uno, due, tre. Uno, due, tre.
Good. How about four, five, and six?
Quattro, cinque, sei. Quattro, cinque, sei. Four, five, six.
And your turn.
Quattro, cinque, sei. Quattro, cinque, sei.
Okay, I hope that sounds as easy as 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6 to everybody. After all, Italian is a relatively easy language to pronounce.
That's true. Italian is quite phonetic. The vowel sounds hardly ever change.
Okay, now on to our first conversation. After we go through it once from top to bottom, we'll break down each new word and phrase. This is how you'll learn not only what each word means, but also how and when to say it. The best way to figure out how anything works is by taking it all apart and then examining the parts. Language is no different. Of course, taking it apart is the easy bit. Eventually, you'll have to get good at putting it all back together. But there's plenty of time for that. Okay, ready, Maria?
Ready.
Ciao, Maria.
Ciao, Alessandro. Come stai?
Bene, grazie. E tu?
Bene anche io. Grazie.
What you just heard was Maria and I greeting each other in passing. But it's important to note that this was two people greeting each other informally. Because I already know Maria, this type of greeting is the one that we'll start with. Let's break it down. So, Maria, starting with the basics, how would you say an informal hello to someone in Italian?
Ciao, spelled C-I-A-O, but sounds like ch. Ciao. Ciao. Hello.
Great. That's an easy one. But let's try repeating after Maria anyway.
Ciao. Ciao.
This greeting works fine in passing, but you can take it a step further by politely asking how the other person is. You can ask how someone is in Italian by saying, come stai? Come is spelled C-O-M-E. Same as the English word come, as in come here, but pronounced come. Maria, please.
Come. Come. How?
And you try it.
Come. Come.
The next word in that question phrase is stai, which will translate as the are you part of the question in how are you. Now, in English, we use the verb to be in the present tense. But in Italian, we use a different verb, stare, that is, to stay. In English, this doesn't make sense, but in Italian, it works perfectly.
Right.
For now, all you need to know is that stai, S-T-A-I, in our conversation, is a present tense form of the verb stare. Let's put it all together.
Come stai? Come stai? How are you?
Your turn.
Come stai? Come stai?
Okay, now it's time to consider your response. When Maria asked me how I was, I replied with, bene grazie. Bene grazie means, well, thanks. Let's do each word. Maria?
Bene. Bene. Well.
And you try saying it.
Bene. Bene.
Right. Now for the last bit of your answer, you'll be using a word that you may well have heard before. Grazie. Grazie is thank you. Kind of sounds like grace or gracious, and that might be one way to remember it. Either way, you'll need this word to keep your manners up and express your gratitude in Italy. Listen to Maria's pronunciation now.
Grazie. Grazie. Thank you or thanks.
And you try it after her.
Grazie. Grazie.
Okay, let's put our response all together now. Maria.
Bene, grazie. Bene, grazie. Good, thank you.
And your turn.
Bene, grazie. Bene, grazie.
Great. I hope you heard all the sounds in grazie, especially the last vowel. Maria, can you tell us more about the other vowel sounds?
Of course. Listen to the sounds. A, E, I, O, U. I'll say them again. A, E, I, O, U. They are quite straightforward. The only tricky one here is the English I, that is E in Italian, and the English I, which is I in Italian.
Grazie, Maria. Let's keep going with our dialogue now by rounding out your response and asking how the other person is doing. For that, we'll be using the phrase e tu, which means and you. E means and, tu means you. Maria.
E tu? E tu? And you?
You try it.
E tu? E tu?
And what would you say in return?
Bene, anche io, grazie.
Right. And tell us about that unfamiliar bit, Maria, sandwiched in between the bene and the grazie.
Sure. Anche io, in English, is me too, or more closely, also I.
Okay, why don't we repeat that a couple of times after Maria?
Anche io. Anche io.
Okay, and one thing to note before we move on. Anche is spelled with the letter H after the consonant C, which in Italian allows us to make the K sound. In the Italian alphabet, there are only 21 letters. There's no J, K, W, X, or Y. That does not mean that you don't have these sounds. In fact, to make the K sound, you put an H between the C and the vowel E or I, as in anche. Right, Maria?
Right, and we do not add the H when the letter C is followed by A, O, or U. It is not needed. The sound is already a K sound, like a word we have just learned. Come.
We might add that occasionally you will see these other letters in Italian, but they will appear only in foreign or borrowed words. Okay, now back to our meetings and greetings. Just like in English, there are different ways to greet people depending on the time of day. But whereas in English, we have good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. In Italian, there's good morning, good evening, and good night. At least, these three are the standard ones. There is a word for afternoon, which is
pomeriggio.
Right, but it is uncommon to hear buon pomeriggio in Italy. It depends a lot on the season and how much light is left in the day, and also what region of Italy you are in. But after about 3 or 4 p.m., you tend to say good evening in Italian. Let's get into that Italian now. Use buongiorno when two people are greeting each other in a formal way in the morning or afternoon.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Good morning.
And you try it.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno.
Then, if we want to say, how are you, in a more formal way, we say,
come sta? How are you?
And again,
come sta?
Notice the slight change to the end of the verb. Sta is different from stai. Sta is the formal form. Try it a couple times after Maria now.
Come sta? Come sta?
Easy. Moving along then, if we want to say good evening, it sounds like this.
Buonasera. Buonasera. Good evening.
And you try it.
Buonasera. Buonasera.
And now it's time to say good night. Buonanotte. In Italian, this expression is used when departing for the night or saying good night to someone just before they're off to bed.
Buonanotte. Buonanotte. Good night.
And you try matching Maria's pronunciation now. Note, there's a double T in notte, which means you hold that sound for an extra second.
Buonanotte. Buonanotte.
Great. Now I think that's enough for one lesson by way of basic greetings. But before we go, we're going to throw the entire conversation we learned back at you again, twice. The first time we'll do it extra slowly, so you can start to see the words in your head. The next time we'll do it at a more natural pace, closer to what you might hear on the streets of Rome. Are you ready out there? Good. Are you ready, Maria?
Ready.
Okay. Here we go. Ciao, Maria.
Ciao, Alessandro. Come stai?
Bene, grazie. E tu?
Bene, anche io. Grazie.
And one more time. Ciao, Maria.
Ciao, Alessandro. Come stai?
Bene, grazie. E tu?
Bene, anche io. Grazie.
Well done. You've successfully made it to the end of the introductory lesson of the Rocket Italian Interactive Audio Course. That may have felt like an easy one, but it gets tougher as we go, don't you worry. Make sure you practice your greetings and salutations in the meantime with anyone that will listen. Tune in next time for Rocket Italian Lesson 1.1, where you'll learn to move beyond the ice-breaking stage and learn to introduce yourself in Italian. Oh, and of course, we wouldn't send you away from a lesson on how to say hello without a basic way to say goodbye. So, from Alex and Maria, until next time,
arrivederci!